After weeks of work, there are visible signs that a familiar overpass is coming down. Crews demolishing the Timmins overpass have broken through the main section of the concrete structure. The progress of the project is notable looking at the east side. The work to demolish the historic overpass that once allowed trains access to the downtown station is now in its third week. Here's what the overpass looked like around 3 p.m. yesterday, April 15. Crews continue to tear down the Algonquin Boulevard overpass in Timmins. This is the progress of the project on April 15, 2024. Major Hoggett, Timmins today. This is a similar view around 9 a.m. today, April 16. Progress is being made on the demolition of the Algonquin Boulevard overpass. This is the view around 9 a.m. on April 16, 2024. Major Hoggett, Timmins today. Here's a video of the equipment at work. This year's main connecting link work is being done from Balsam to Brunette. The Algonquin Boulevard road closure now starts at Balsam and extends to Brunette Road. While this work is done to remove asphalt, the city says that pedestrians can cross Algonquin Boulevard at the Balsam and Brunette intersections. When the grinding work is finished, pedestrians can cross at Pine Street. The sidewalks on Algonquin will be open and safely blocked from the active construction area. The construction work means detours for traffic. The detour around the work is Brunette Road, 2nd Avenue and Mountjoy Street. The four-way stop intersections on 2nd Avenue at Balsam and Spruce are staying as is this year. There are also temporary stop lights that are flashing at 2nd and Brunette, which means it's working as a three-way stop. For heavy truck traffic, the detour goes around the downtown core. The route is Highway 655, La Forest Road, Airport Road, La Fleur and Shirley. The other connecting link projects this year are on the bridges at Porcupine River and Mattagami River. For this work, the city expects there will be temporary lane reductions starting sometime in May.